The new book by L.M. Morse. It's titled The Return, New Beginnings. It's the story of the world as we know it going away and a group trying to find a way forward. And I get to find out all about this book. The author, Laura, is sitting here with me now. Laura, welcome to the Reader House Author Roundtable. Thank you so much for being here with me.
Well, thank you.
Absolutely. I'm really curious about The Return, New Beginnings, Laura. Can you tell me what readers are going to find here?
Well, it's an urban fantasy, and it's about magic and other things returning to the world. And how would you handle it? And how we handle it.
So would you say it's primarily the urban fantasy fans out there who would like this the most?
Probably. I mean, it's got a lot of snark, and some of the creatures gave one of my neighbors nightmares. So,
So Laura, how did you get the idea for The Return, New Beginnings? What sparked this for you?
Well, I was emailing a friend, and we were talking, and he sent me a snippet, said, stay tuned for part two. And I'm like, I can do that. And mine just kind of took off.
How long of a journey was that for you? Once you sat down, got started on this, clear up through when it was published and it was out there for everyone.
Well, the emails were about 6 months, and then trying to get it into a book format took another 3 or 4 because it was just, you know, a scene here or there, and I had to make it, you know, flow better.
And when it comes to writing and being published and all of that, Laura, have you done this kind of thing before?
No, I have not.
Oh, so it's your first one. Congratulations. I can only imagine what's going through your head whenever you finally got your first copy of this in. You finally got to hold The Return, New Beginnings. What was that moment like for you?
Well, some friends came over and they said, there's a box on the porch. So they brought it in and they're like, well, what's in it? And I said, I don't know. I didn't order anything. Opened the box and I started squealing. And then my friend came over and immediately took the book I had in my hand out of my hand and said, this one's my copyright. I'm like, well, sure.
Well, now it's official. You're a published author. So what's the most rewarding aspect of that for you, Laura?
I guess knowing that I did it. I went through with it. I didn't let anything stop me. I just did it.
I love it. So we have the writing of the book, then you hand that manuscript off, you got that publishing process, and Laura, what was the most challenging part of that publishing process for you?
Rereading my work over and over again, saying, no, nope, this just doesn't sound right, and having to pick something.
Is there anything you know you'd definitely do differently on the next one?
Well, I just was down to maybe 10 pages left on my second edit of book two. And the email disappeared. It didn't send, and it didn't go to the trash. It just disappeared.
Oh, no.
So I'm going to have to send it in sections, because that was a lot of stuff.
Well, that's great. There's definitely a sequel for this than being planned, being worked on. So do you have more in the works, or are you just kind of doing them as they come?
Oh, no. I'm doing the edit on number two, and I've already started number three.
Oh, fantastic. When you're writing, was writer's block ever something that you had to get through?
No, not writer's block. My problem was what I saw in my head. It was hard to put on paper and make sense. Like, I'm seeing this, and it's really hard to describe it. So I'm trying to find a way to describe something or what's going on. It's just not necessarily writer's block, just word block.
And did you find yourself maybe writing at the same time every day, maybe like early morning or late at night? Or did you find yourself writing whenever you had that inspiration or whenever you could just find the time to write?
It was usually I put it down, I had a thought, I had to write it down, and then I had to flesh it out. So just whenever.
And a lot of people listening to us right now, Laura, are authors who are just starting out in this whole thing. So do you have anything you might have picked up along the way that you could throw out there as advice for them?
Don't doubt yourself. If you like it, if you think it's good and other people might enjoy it, just do it. Send it in.
Great advice. So, Laura, who or what do you have in your life that inspires you the most?
Well, just a wild imagination and time.
Oh, wow. This sounds really exciting. I think readers are going to love it. And I think they're going to love the series, too. Again, this one's titled The Return, New Beginnings. It's written by L.M. Morse and published by Newman Springs Publishing. So head over to Amazon, Barnes & Noble, iTunes, traditional brick-and-mortar stores, and you'll be able to pick this up. Laura, it's been really nice talking with you tonight. Thanks again for joining me.
Well, thank you.